The day Christmas Miller and Lexi Reyes found a body floating face down in the lake hadn't started off weird and terrifying. In fact, it had been a happy enough day. Christmas had been anxious, but she'd also been hopeful and excited. Her best friend, Lexi, a summer person from Pennsylvania, was finally arriving in Sweet Lake, New York that afternoon. Graduation, just 10 days earlier, already felt like the distant past. To kill time as she waited, Christmas raked algae from the lake. Only June, and it was worse than she'd ever seen it. The algae a scum on the top of the water in the shallow areas and growing in puffy, slimy clouds in the deeper water. The absolute center of the lake was the only place you could escape it. She frowned, imagining Lexi's reaction, and worked harder, pulling out the blue-green substance in clumps, the algae clinging to the tines of the rake like mermaid's hair or long wisps of alien matter, or like a toxic mucus, the green snot indicating the Earth's fever. She dragged the algae toward the shore and then heaved it up and dumped it on land, where it would bake dry in the sun, turning into hard, matte-colored mounds that dotted the Miller's shoreline for the rest of the summer. At this rate, the lake might be unswimmable by August. Or if you did go in, you'd come out with burning eyes or a rash, as Christmas's father did one year. When they were kids, Lexi and Christmas had spent all day in the lake, reading aloud to each other from waterlogged paperbacks as they floated in tubes, diving in to cool down. Here, hold the book for a minute. Hours swimming and playing, treading water while they talked about everything, as though being in the water together dissolved the barrier between their minds, making them permeable to each other. But last summer, Lexi had refused to swim in the lake at all. She was disgusted by the algae and would only go in from her grandfather's boat in the middle of the lake, and then only to water ski. If she could have skied without getting wet at all, she would have. She told Christmas that she wanted to have children someday and that she didn't want them to have fins. "I hear they're expensive to remove," she'd deadpanned. Christmas raked harder. It was almost as if she took its presence personally, or as if Lexi's disgust somehow extended to the entire community and even to Christmas herself. Lexi had teased her in the past about being too attached to the town, but back then it had been okay because Lexi had seemed to share Christmas's love of Sweet Lake. In the past few years, Lexi's stays had started getting shorter, and one year she spent only 2 weeks total at Sweet Lake. But this year, she was staying for 2 whole months. Christmas had set up jobs for them at a community day camp, working Mondays through Thursdays in the basement of the new town hall complex, the same complex at which a meeting was to take place that evening, a meeting to discuss the algae blooms. Christmas channeled her fear and frustration into the physical labor. The movement with a purpose allowed her brain to disengage a bit, to quiet, to be in the moment and not skittering over today, yesterday, tomorrow. And it helped to keep her from checking her phone every 2 minutes to see if Lexi had arrived yet. She was so involved in her raking and thinking that the roaring vehicle was almost upon her by the time she saw it. Of course, it was Cash Ford on his fluorescent yellow jet ski, whose zipping around she'd pretended to ignore earlier. But now she looked up to see him careening into the shallow water, coming to a dramatic, splashy stop about 20 feet away. He called out, "What the hell are you doing?" Christmas stood in the churning water, the waves from Cash's jet ski lapping her ankles. "Hi, Cash," she said. Cash, naturally, was not wearing a life jacket, his tan chest and arms bulged with muscles. She suspected he was flexing, showing off, and she involuntarily rolled her eyes. "Trying to get rid of some of this algae," she said, her voice a bit squeaky, she thought. Cash hooted. "That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You think that's gonna make a difference?" "Well," Christmas spluttered, finding herself, as she often did, at a loss, when faced with her former classmate's combination of swagger, rudeness, and sometimes surprising insight.